Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Of course, you know about our love for Fisher House. I mean, it's one of the greatest organizations ever, and they've done such great and tremendous work for veterans. I mean, the Fisher Houses that are all over the country, and the one that recently opened in our location here in Kansas City that we'd support every single year. And they do so much more than just provide housing for veterans that are going through a medical situation. The Fisher Service Award for Military Community Service recipients have been announced. Over $250,000 awarded to military nonprofits, improving the quality of life. And it's just amazing. They just they continue to do such great work. And Dave Coker is here, the president, Fisher House Foundation, back on with us. Dave, how are you?
Oh, always blessed. It's a good day to be in the blessing business. You know, to be able to make a difference, it's the generous donors that allow us to have an impact on the lives of our military and veterans families.
Dave, I just saw where I didn't realize this. You were the Fisher House first employee in 1994 when Fisher House had 14 houses, and you're up to 96 now.
96 operating. We're in the ground on 97, 98, and 99, and we're on the road to 100 and expect to start that house next year. So we're excited about that.
What kind of a journey has this been for you, man?
I'm just glad I wear a seatbelt.
Yeah, really.
I could not have mapped this out. I just say there are God things along the way.
Oh yeah.
You know, when the program started, Zach and Elizabeth were funding these personally. He would write a check. And as he got to about 8 houses, his friend said, you know, this is gonna be something special. You really need to create a foundation. Hmm. And I'm a recovering healthcare administrator in the Army. And I had made the decision to retire when I heard there was this opportunity. And you know, when you're working within the system and you're providing care to the hundreds of folks in a medical center, there are just individual cases you become aware of that you think, how are they going to survive? Mm. You know, where are they going to get the help, the resources they need? And I was doing that at an Army Medical Center out in Denver when we received the gift of a Fisher House. And through that, I could see the difference it made. And so when I heard there was an opportunity to work at the National Foundation, I jumped at it. In Denver, I remember the first Thanksgiving in that house. Fitzsimmons had a wonderful neonatal intensive care unit. And that first Thanksgiving, we had 5 families, all with children in the NICU.
Wow.
And if you don't think that was a special Thanksgiving. And you know, from that point on, you know, we've been blessed and we've been able to support hundreds of thousands of families going through a medical crisis. And we just know that life happens. And when you get that call, you want the best medical care and you want to be there. The military and VA systems provide world-class health care. Having a place for families to stay and become part of the healing process is more of a challenge. And that's where we can be part of the solution. You know, there are times when people say, well, shouldn't the government be doing this? Well, they wouldn't do it as well as we do.
Right, exactly.
This is our chance to make a difference.
Yeah, we're talking to Dave Coker here, President Fisher House Foundation, 96 that are open now. And my only qualm with anything that you guys do, Dave, is the fact that you call yourselves a Fisher House. It's not a house. I mean, it is an incredible piece of architecture. And just based on the one that I've gotten to tour here in Kansas City, you know, I think there are 16 or 17 living suites. There's a common kitchen. I mean, you're right. I mean, nobody could build something like this. You guys have got the blueprint. You got it down pat. I'm sure it took a while to get to that point where you found everything you needed to have in these houses. But what a great place for these families. And you know, that connection that you guys realized early on was so important, to have your family around you when you're going through some kind of a medical crisis like this. I mean, who knows how many people that have absolutely saved their lives.
Well, and it, they recover quicker because, yeah, you know, the nurse, the physician, the therapist is going to say, okay, in order to get better, you need to do this. And they make sure they can do it right once or twice. But it's the family that's going to provide the discipline to make sure, okay, you did it for them, you're going to do it for me.
Right, right. That's a great point. Yeah. Some accountability there, right?
It really is. And you know, so often, you know, the houses support people coming from outside the area.
Right.
They, number one, they can't afford a hotel. But the other thing is that they're in the house with other people going through similar experiences. And you get the benefit of people who've been there before or who are further along. And that gives your life a good bit of stability and hope for what the future has in store. And your attitude is so important when you're facing these challenges.
Well, and it's all about quality of life, which makes these awards even more important, because that's the end game for these two. And the Fisher Service Award began in 1999 as the Newman's Own Awards. I didn't realize that. And you guys have now awarded more than $3 million across 205 nonprofit programs. So was this the original idea of Newman's Own?
Well, when we were having lunch with executives from Newman's Own, and they were telling us that they had a contest with a national chain, and it was, put your name in the box and you can give away $500,000. And through this national outlet, they only had hundreds of entries. And they went back and said, okay, why didn't you want to do it?
Right.
And people said, well, if I have to give it away, why do I want to win? And we've learned a lot from the people who've graced our houses. And one of the challenges we have is being a best kept secret.
Right, right.
So, and when you start to be successful, there's this great temptation to try to be all things to all people. Mm-hmm. But we've also found that we needed to maintain a purity of purpose to be good at what we do. And so we went back to the folks at Newman's Own, and we said, tell you what, why don't we work with the military community? We'll ask the communities, tell us of a problem in your community and how you want to solve it. And we'll support those smaller organizations who are innovative, who are dedicated to making a difference in their communities. And we can help them grow. And by having them submit, it also has the impact of making us a leader in the nonprofit,
right,
military world. So it was a win-win. That first year, we did it in the dining room of the Fisher Houses, where we gave out the awards. And we have just seen it grow. And the organizations and the programs are amazing. And there's one other element to the program. The judges are senior service spouses.
Ah.
And so we're educating the leadership of our armed services about the great things that communities are doing and showing them where there may be challenges and problems that they don't get shown day to day.
Right, right.
So there's an education process about the evolving needs of the military community.
Well, and the other thing I think too, Dave, is the fact that, you know, in light of things that are happening with veterans now, I think there are more organizations that are not only springing up, but also are doing things that are way outside the box in terms of supporting veterans. And boy, you guys proved it with this year for sure, receiving over 450 entries for the program. And you select these organizations, and then you award different monetary prizes based on, you know, which ones are the leaders in their field. And the one that I was really, this is a cool program. You awarded $90,000 to an organization called Dreams for Veterans Dream Foundation, which is about the coolest thing I've ever heard of. It's kind of like a Make-A-Wish Foundation for veterans, right?
It is, and they have an impact at a point where the veteran is now facing a terminal situation, and sometimes their dream is to have a family vacation or reunite with family. Sometimes it's as simple as, you know, I'd like to ride in a Huey one more time.
Oh wow.
And so they make that happen. It can be attending a specific memorial. You know, maybe there's somebody who served in World War II who's never been to D.C. to see the memorial to their service. And so the creativity and the willingness to connect with the veteran and find out what their dream is, And then take the steps to make it a reality is just so cool.
That is such a great idea, and especially within the veteran community. You know, we always hear on this show, you know, people tend to put veterans in a box. They tend to put, especially people who've never served, tend to kind of lump veterans together and say this is what they want, this is what they need, this is what they, and you know. Veterans are as different as anybody else. I mean, every veteran has a different personality, has a different sense of adventure, a sense of purpose. And yeah, they're all, you know, united by those traits they learned in the military, but they're people. And I think sometimes people forget that.
Well, they are. And one of the challenges transitioning from active duty to being a veteran is you know, in my career, I worked with the best people, never had a bad assignment. And as we look back on our careers, there are people and places that stand out. And you lose those connections, and you just to be able to reconnect is a great gift.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Where can we find out more about these, the winners of some of these nonprofits that were awarded the grants?
Well, the best thing is go to our website, fisherhouse.org. And not only do we have a tab that says stories where you can read about them, if you're with an organization working to make an impact, you can apply for the 24 awards. You know, we want to celebrate. We recognize that we're not the only nonprofit working to improve the quality of life. We're privileged to be one of thousands. And so if you're with a group that's working to support the quality of life and you've got a challenge in your community and you've got an innovative program, but have them put themselves in and be considered for next year's awards.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Over $3 million awarded across 205 nonprofit programs since it started. Dave, thank you again for everything that Fisher House does. It's just it's such a special organization, and I would encourage anybody to find out more about it.
Hey, thank you, Randy. Thanks for this opportunity.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.